What's up, fellas? So I got a dude that asked me, why is his girl going out dressing sexy? All right, so here's the thing with this, guys. All right, women, when you deal with women, guys, even if they in your rotation, but especially if you're a purple pill guy and you decide to get in a relationship, they gonna do these little insecurities tests. All right, I don't really call them shit tests. I call these more of an insecurity test. All right, and what she's doing is she's testing your jealousy. All right, so you can call them jealousy tests. Well, woman, I got a girl that's in my rotation. Been fucking with her now for like 3 months, and last night while I'm with her, her phone is ringing, and she don't answer it. Now, and it did that multiple times. And the first thing that goes through my fucking head is, if you're not gonna answer the phone, why is your ringer on? Because I have my phone off, because if I'm with her, you know, I'm not gonna answer it anyway, so what's the point, all right? And so, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that she got a ringer on to fuck with me. It's an insecurity test, all right? Why you got your ringer on? She want me to say something. Who's that? This, that, another. I be like, man, did you see that on TV? All right, guys. And if you purple pill guys that decide to get in a relationship with a woman or are in a relationship with a woman, I always say something like, I like that dress. That's some good material right there. You know not to compliment her, but just say, you know, let her know you acknowledge the dress, but no, I'm not insecure. All right, so you ain't, don't say nothing like, you know, babe, you killing that dress. Say, that's some good material there. I like that. I like that make of that dress right there. That's how you handle that, bro. All right, now, another thing y'all guys need to understand also, for all my purple pill guys out there, listen and listen well. Women are always on the hunt subconsciously. Don't a woman wake up in the bed, out of bed in the morning and say, you know what, I'm going to go get me a higher value male today. Women always, you know, are showing the product, trying to show another guy, a higher value male than you, what she's offering. Always. All right. In other words, guys, with women, they always have a for sale sign around their neck. You know, when you go buy a house, when you buy it and you close the deal, you take the for sale sign out the ground and then you throw it away. It don't work like that with women. No. It's always for sale. It's always for the highest bidder. Now, when I say the highest bidder, this ain't just talking about finances, guys. This is talking about also the most masculine man, the most confident man, a man who I can wear this little short dress around and it don't bother him. This is why I tell you guys to stay on your fucking purpose. There ain't nowhere in the hell your girl could come in the house with a goddamn hooker outfit on, all right, and your ass making $10 an hour and you ain't gonna get insecure, because deep down you know, man, I know she can find better than my ass. That's why it's called an insecurity test, all right, because you know, she gonna go out and meet that baller. This is why you always have to present. I'm talking to my guys who are purple pill, and even for you guys who got rotations and shit. This is why you have to stay on your purpose. This is why you have to stay in the gym. It's gonna keep your confidence to where you feel like, you know what? You can go. I'll replace your ass tomorrow. When you start to feel like you lucky to have that woman in a relationship, those insecurities gonna come out. When you start looking at your woman and she like, God, you start to feel like, man, I'm so lucky to have this woman. How the hell I pull this woman? When you start questioning yourself, that's when you're gonna start flunking these tests. And it's, you can watch this video and amen, brother, and 100 and comment down there all that bullshit you want to. But if you got a super bad chick, and let's just say you caught her at the right place in the right time, and you lucked up and you just got her, but deep down you like, man, I'm so lucky. How the hell I get this lucky? You know, those insecurities are going to come out. If you feel like I won the lottery, those insecurities going to come out, because at some point hypergamy is going to come out. At some point, you know, maybe you caught her on the rebound, and maybe she had a bad experience with a dude or something like that, and so she's open to giving you a chance, even though you are of lower standards than what she usually want to be with. But let's just say you just caught at the right time and she just want to give you a chance, right? But at some point, that woman going to like, wait a minute. I don't fuck with dudes who ain't got shit going for themselves. At some point, guys, hypergamy will kick in. All right? And so this is why it's important for you guys to stay on your purpose, stay in the gym, stay on your fashion, keep your SMV high so your woman feel like she's lucky to be with you. You want your woman acting insecure when you walk out the door. That's how you want it. You don't want it the other way around. Because women gonna do little shit like this. All right? Regardless. And even if you do all that shit, even if you is on your purpose, even if you making good money, even if you is in the gym, women are always for sale. It's always a for sale sign around their neck for the highest bidder. When I say the highest bidder, I'm not talking about just finances. I'm talking about confidence, masculinity, all that shit, guys. All right? A dude who's very confident in himself, who ain't gonna be acting insecure, all that bullshit. Charisma, whatever the case may be, guys, women are always for sale. Always. You ain't never got a woman. Ever. She's always, if you want to be purple pill, this comes with being purple pill. Guys just think like, oh, hypergamy is if I lose my job, she's going to leave. That ain't just hypergamy. Hypergamy means that you could be doing everything right. You could have a good income. You could be a lawyer making $175,000 a year. Nice home, this, that, and the other. Woman goes to the grocery store. This guy in this Bugatti pulls up, and he's handsome, and he's got a lot of masculine traits I like. We start talking on the down low, and next thing you know, she's pulling back. Next thing you know, she's leaving the house. All right. So if you're gonna be purple pill, just know this come with the territory, guys. All right. Y'all guys see how when y'all and see this is what I don't understand, because women respect men nature. Alright. You know, if you watch the Basketball Wives, one thing you notice about those girls is, and what it seemed to me, or any celebrities for that matter, any of these celebrity wives, they kinda know the guy's probably fucking around on the side. They kinda, you cannot tell me LeBron James' wife don't think he stepped out from time to time. But she just knows he's a man who's famous and beautiful women are going to throw themselves at him. And so just show me respect. All right. Most of these celebrity wives and stuff, guys, they just like, listen, you know, you do what you do. Just show me respect. I don't want to see the shit in the blogs and shit like that. Just show me some fucking respect. That's the thing. You cannot tell me Cassidy didn't know Diddy was stepping out from time to time. There's no way you can tell me that. All she probably just want is respect. Alright? So a man with resources, a man with fame, women know this is going to come with the territory. That a man with money and fame, he's going to step out of his relationship from time to time. Either you willing to deal with it or you not. The same thing goes with my purple pill guys over here. Alright? That comes with the territory. If you got a woman and she can meet a man of a higher value than you, now she's just not going to leave you the day a dude who's higher value than you hit on her. No, she gonna, you know, screen him out, fuck with him on the down low, go on a couple dates, they meet up, this, that, up. Next thing you know, she feels like he's a good candidate, she's pulling back from your ass. That's the way it goes, guys. Women are always for sale. They always gonna dress sexy from time to time. You just have to show, you know, confidence in yourself. All right, and I had another Patreon supporter that wanted to know, you know, he said, women don't like talking on the phone these days. Now, guys, whenever y'all talk to a woman, first thing that I'm doing, guys, is I'm trying to gauge her interest. And right off the bat, this is a low interest indicator. Low interest. That don't mean you can't fuck her, because if you got a number, that means that she saw you at least probably a 5 or 6. But this is a low interest indicator. All right. So dealing with a low interest in a woman like this, guys, first thing you need to know right off the bat, don't expect too much from them. Alright? It's like, hey, if something happened, it happened. I'm not finna go, you know, sending AMS emails trying to wonder what happened. This is definitely a sign of low interest from the get-go. Another thing of low interest from the get-go, guys, is short texts. Like, say you say, hey, how's your day going? Fine. Oh, so what you got going on today? Oh, just work. Alright. See how she ain't asked you no question back. You need to be paying attention to this. That's very key, because that lets you know right off the bat that you probably not her ideal type. And that's fine. You can fuck her. But what I'm saying is, don't start questioning yourself if this girl's ghost you, flake you. You ain't did nothing wrong. She had low interest from the get-go. All right, guys? And that means, what does... All right. And this is why I know y'all guys get pissed off when I say this. But why would a woman like this give you her number to begin with? Women like options. This is what I try to tell you guys. Women like options. That means that, hey, if ain't nothing else better to do, all right, if my dog don't get sick, if my fish don't get sick, me and him, we can go out. But that means that you are a last resort. That means that if my girls don't want to do nothing, if my granddaddy don't want to do nothing, if my grandma don't want to do nothing, my uncle don't want to do nothing, me and him will go out. But if anything between now and the date on Saturday comes up, I'm going to cancel that date or I'm going to flake. You see how selfish women are? You see how selfish? She really got low interest in you, but you're better than nothing. All right? So when you go on a date with a woman like this, now I don't fuck women like this, by the way. It's a low conversion rate, though. You guys need to understand that when you deal with these type of women like this here, they just low. You might get 1 out of 15. You might sleep with 1 out of 15 or 1 out of 20. So you have to ask yourself, are you willing to deal with that right now? Like I told you guys, I don't have time to deal with that, with what I got going on. But back in the day, when I had all my evenings before I did this shit and writing all these books and shit, when I had all my evenings, yeah, I could fuck with a low interest prospect. Yeah, I could fuck with, I could see her like on a Sunday at 3 p.m. Low risk. It ain't no Saturday night, no Friday night. Low risk, 3 p.m. on Sunday. What the fuck, what else would I be doing 3 p.m. on Sunday? So if she flake or cancel or anything like that, what I give a fuck? It's 3 p.m. on Sunday. All right? So that's how I would do all my low interest prospects. I would always put them at a day that really, or a time that really didn't mean no shit, didn't mean shit to me. All right? And so I would do them like at 3 p.m. Now, this just me being comfortable the way I am. I always thought I could fuck everything. I was like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. I ain't got shit else to be able to do. With me being on my purpose, I don't have time for that shit right now. So a woman who shows me low interest things like this, I don't have time for bullshit like that. Now, that's just going to be an individual. That's just what you on. Like I said, I have fucked low interest women, but it's just a very low conversion rate, guys. All right? And so, you know, coincidentally, I told you guys that back in the day, you know, my conversion rate would be like 4 out of 10 or some shit like that. And now it's like 7 or 8 out of 10. One of the reasons why I went up and jumped so much is the game improved. But also, I just cut out the low interest. I don't have time to date low interest women. So I only have time to really date women who see me as a 7 or 8. So no wonder my conversion rate went so high. Because when you're not dealing with low interest women or women who got see you as a 5 or 6, of course you're going to have a good closing rate. So that's one reason why my closing rate went high. Is once I became high value and working on my purpose, I really don't have time for low interest women. All right, guys, so that's the thing with that. If you're going to deal with low-interest women, just make sure you keep your investment low. Don't try to set no girl like this for Saturday at 8 p.m. or no shit like that, because that's a prime time. It's a good chance she'll flake. If you do something like Sunday at 3 p.m., more than likely she won't. And you know, I don't condone, you know, afternoon dates and shit like that, because you want to do a time that's going to lead to sex. You think you fucking this motherfucker on the first date? Fine. I'm at work. Little shit like that. Don't even make time to talk on the phone. You think you fucking her on the first date? So you don't got to worry about setting no time that's going to lead to sex. Because ain't no sex happening no way. It's impossible for you to fuck a woman like this on the first date. So don't even worry about it. So I would do something like a non-harmless time at like 3 p.m. And I would have a high interest prospect behind her at like 6 p.m. That's how I always roll. If you choose to deal with women like this. All right, guys. Most women are juggling multiple guys. And you just a plan B. So do not put this girl at a prime slot, or don't even put too much investment into her. She'll just flake on you for no fucking reason. All right? Because she tired. She had a long day at work and she'll flake. All right, guys? So always be looking for signs of low interest when y'all date these women, guys. All right, guys. Like the video. Comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.